Now, we've been talking about budgeting. And we've been talking about having a being moderate in our expenditure. And this is very, very important. Moderation in expenditure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the verses of the Quran. And He describes the Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Allah, as وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. They are those who spend, neither are they lavish and extravagant, nor are they stingy. There is a just medium between the two extremes. Now, the great Mujaddid, Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, rahimahumullah, has said, and he's advised in a letter to someone who had the problem of extravagance, and he said that, ask yourself, would it be harmful if I do not spend in this regard? If there's going to be harm, then do not hold back. But if there will not be any harm, then you may hold back from spending. So he suggested that, ask yourself that question. In another place he said that, make mashwara. If you are really, really extravagant and you can't control and you feel that you're unable to judge for yourself, then ask others. Now, there is an important point that we need to consider. What is extravagance? What is the real criteria? Extravagance means to spend on such things which are of no benefit. To spend on such things which are of no benefit, like we have these days, you know, at a wedding or at a walima. You have chair backs. You have the back of the chair being covered, and someone very beautifully said that we cover the back of our chairs and we undress our women. That is the reality. So that type of spending has no benefit to it. There's no benefit that comes from having that temporarily covered up. Neither religious benefit nor worldly benefit that comes about it. Now that is what you call extravagance. So extravagance means spending on things which there is no benefit in it. Many times there are things which we think are extravagance, but they're not really extravagance. You know, if you have the opportunity, someone can travel by bus or train and travel by plane. Now, it's not extravagance to think, ah, it will be difficult for me to travel by bus, let me travel by plane. It's within your means, yes, go ahead and do that. In fact, the ulama have explained and said that when it comes to a home, there are three types of homes. In fact, you can even say four. So the first is a simple residence. What we could say, an unbuilt house of stone put together, raised walls, and you have just something cover the roof. So that is basic, most basic home, a simple home. Then you have a comfortable home, that which is constructed with a proper roof. You have a mattress in it. You have a comfortable bed and you have comfortable sleep. That is the second level. And then the third level is a luxurious home, which is spacious, perhaps well plastered, painted, ceramic tiles or porcelain tiles, marble tiles, all of that in it. Fine, well and good. So all three types are permissible according to your own circumstances. But then you have a fourth type of a home, which is a pretentious home. The person, and everyone can check their own heart, it is built to impress people, that people can see that, this man has money, or he has good taste. What a phenomenal job. Now that is the fourth type, and that is where you have your extravagance. Where you exceed limits. In fact, another point that we need to consider is in the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about israf, and Allah speaks about the mubadhirin. Inna al-mubadhirin kanu ikhwan ash-shayatin. Now, what is the difference between israf and tabdhir? Tabdhir is to squander money on an unapproved thing which is unlawful. So a person spends money going to the movies, going gambling, that is tabdhir. Spending on any sort of haram. And on the other hand, israf is to spend money on that which is permissible, yet it has no benefit. It's not unlawful, but there is no benefit to it. So when you're putting those chair backs on the chairs at the wedding, there's no benefit. What benefit? Tell me. You argue your point. Tell me what benefit can there possibly be from that long-term lasting benefit. So that is now israf. And tabdhir is wasting money on that which is prohibited. Remember that everything that Allah has granted is a bounty from Allah. And whether it is a little or a lot, sometimes we only appreciate when we have abundant of something, and when we have little of it, we don't appreciate. All needs to be appreciated equally. The blessings with whose there are abundance of it, you enjoy. Then when you have little of it, you should also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So every bounty of Allah is valuable, and every bounty needs to be appreciated.